It's Health Matters time again. Dr. Michelle Wright here with my weekly look at all things medical. Lactose intolerance is something that we're hearing more about these days. Just look at your average restaurant menu and you'll see foods labelled as being lactose free. Actually, around 65% of the world's population have some degree of lactose intolerance, but it does vary widely between different regions and ethnic groups. In many Asian countries, for example, over 70% of people are lactose intolerant, whereas Northern and Central Europeans have much lower rates, around 5%. What exactly are we talking about? Well, lactose is a milk sugar. After drinking milk, an enzyme called lactase made in the small intestine helps break down lactose into more simple sugars, which can be absorbed by the body. If someone has a problem with the production of lactase enzyme, then lactose can't be broken down, digested and absorbed, and that person has lactose intolerance. This can make them feel bloated, have excess gas, get abdominal pains, and develop loose stools within a couple of hours of eating or drinking lactose-containing foods. But the degree of lactose intolerance varies from person to person. Some people can tolerate eating or drinking more lactose-containing foods than others because the level of lactase enzyme in their body is higher. There are several different things that can lead to a lactase enzyme deficiency. It can be inherited. Rarely a baby is born with no lactase enzyme at all, and so symptoms of lactose intolerance develop as soon as the baby is fed milk. We call this congenital lactase deficiency. Primary lactase deficiency is also passed on through families. In this situation, some lactase is usually manufactured by the body, so symptoms tend to develop during childhood rather than straight after birth. It's also possible to develop what we call secondary lactase deficiency. This happens if the cells of the small intestine that usually manufacture lactase enzyme are damaged in some way. For example, after a severe bout of gastroenteritis, because of chemotherapy treatment for cancer, or due to other diseases affecting the small intestine. If these affected cells heal, then you can recover from this type of lactase deficiency, and so symptoms can improve. Diagnosis of lactose intolerance is usually made by keeping a food diary and observing that symptoms come on after eating or drinking lactose-containing foods. Blood and breath tests are sometimes carried out if diagnosis is in doubt, and occasionally lactose intolerance is diagnosed after taking a sample of cells, a biopsy, from the lining of the small intestine. In terms of treatment, for primary lactose intolerance, this is basically to avoid lactose-containing foods, or at least trialing what quantity of these foods your body can handle. Lactose-free milk and other products are available in supermarkets and health food stores. But one thing that you need to be careful of is making sure that you're getting enough calcium in your diet. So look for calcium-enriched options. It's also possible to buy supplements containing lactase from health food stores, designed to take when eating lactose-containing foods. With secondary lactose intolerance, cutting out lactose-containing foods for a period of time can ease symptoms. If the insult causing the problem is removed, for example, the drugs are stopped or the gastroenteritis clears, then the cells of the small intestine may be able to recover, allowing lactose to be reintroduced into the diet again. That's it for this episode. Catch this podcast again and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.